February 10, 2025. Indonesian Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin conveyed this after a special meeting with Prabowo, during which the two discussed of the continuation of the free health checkup and one of the quick win programs of the red and white cabinet in the health sector. That's the news read by Ahmad Faisal.
program menjaga hatimu itu memberikanmu segenap cintaku untukmu. Cinta saling percaya, cinta saling setia selamanya.
Is steamed until it's cooked, and then placed into a container and mixed with some brown sugar. Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Palembang, South Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Kerupuk Batok or Batok Crackers. The lyrics of Kerupuk Batok highlight Palembang's tourism and cuisines. It pictures the bustling Musi River banks where people gather to eat while boats pass by. Although it's called Kerupuk Batok, which is crackers in Indonesian, the song also mentions various Palembang specialties such as pempek or fish cake, srikaya, rujak mie, tekwan, and many more. These unique flavors create unforgettable memories for visitors in Palembang. Well, listener, here is the traditional song from Palembang, South Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Kerupuk Batok by Putri. Happy listening.
menanti. Banyak cinta datang dan pergi, tapi tak pernah aku senyaman ini. Mungkin dirimulah cinta sejati. Tak akan ku ragu lagi, ku jaga sampai ke ujung nadi. Takkan ku sia-siakan lagi, buat hidupku lebih berarti. Cinta senyaman mentari pagi, seperti pelangi lalu pun nanti.
Tawamu nona agar tak murung dunia. Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Tinggalkan saja semua persoalan waktu kita sejenak untuk membebaskan pikiran dan biarkan biarkan terbang tinggi sampai melayang jauh menembus awan. Sementara tinggalkan semua aturan yang kadang terlalu mengikat dan tak beralasan iman. Memang, memang benar iman kita perlu pulling down dan melonggarkan pakaian. Anak kecil yang berlari bertanjang bebas, keluarkan suara-suara canda tawa dan senyum puas. Berteman di siraman hujan di lapang yang luas, tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum luas. Yang penting semua senang kawan sejak kehadiran. Bumi terkekeh riang, dadaku berdentang. Dididididom, dididom, degedegan naga digiduk, dididom.
The Food and Drug Supervision Agency or BPOM and the Pharmacopeia Commission for India Medicine and Homeopathy or PCIMHH have forged cooperation on the supervision of traditional medicines. BPOM head Taruna Ikrar conveyed that the cooperation is an important step to bolster the regulation and development of traditional medicines as well as strengthen health diplomacy and increase the competitiveness of local products. Indonesia Zakat Watch IZW has recommended the establishment of an Indonesian Zakat Commission as one of the steps toward reforming Zakat governance and institutions. The Indonesia Zakat Watch member Arif Rahmadi Haryono during a hearing with the House of Representatives at the Parliament Complex stated that the Commission could later serve as a coordinator, regulator and supervisor. Meanwhile, the National Amil Zakat Agency and the Amil Zakat Institute would remain operator institutions. That's the news line.
Thank you. Benar-benar lulu.
terang yang kulihat masa depan hangat dalam dekapan. Aku merasa sedang pulang. Terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar
of market, Indonesia will, of course, can take advantage to this. And of course, another advantage that Indonesia wants to see is a lot of investors coming from countries of BRICS member to come to Indonesia. So those are the advantages that we can maximize by being at the BRICS membership. However, I need to warn that the U.S. does not like, especially under President Trump, does not like BRICS, especially if BRICS is going to have a currency other than dollars. And Trump said that he will impose on 100% tariff. Now, we do not know whether this will be realized after Trump has become a president just a few weeks ago. But we need to alarm ourselves that if that is going to happen, then what will the Indonesian economy be?
Bangku kosong sisi jendela, saksi bisu antara kita. Saat waktu luangkan kita, kita lupakannya. Terbawa cerita, berbagi bersama. Canda tawanya yang ceria.
Thank you. Indonesia.
When does one really reach maturity? Nias people have a way to find out. There is a Pahombo Batu, the most well-known culture from Nias Island, North Sumatra Province. Pahombo Batu is done by a young man in traditional costume. If a young man decides to do the Pahombo Batu and succeed, he will be seen as a grown-up. This young man must jump over a small stone pyramid. This pile of stone is around 2 meters tall. During the jump, the visitor gets only 2 meters.
www.voinews.id. Well, I do believe you are still fresh, still continuing doing your job or activities, or even you are still fully, you know, enthusiastically explaining or training and even improving your capabilities. But wherever you are, one thing that you have to remember is just push yourself, don't be lazy, and don't be so weak, and keep strong. Just step by step, do about what you want to do. And I believe this can also have such an opportunity, have a spirit in your life in order to activate about your daily duties perhaps. Yes. So, well, not only inform you our social culture compile as our feature and even filler, we also, you know, entertain you by our songs, Indonesian songs that entertain you for this program. Well, such information here that I would like to share you. Commission 1 of the Indonesian House of Representatives has approved the request of the Defense Ministry and the Indonesian National Armed Forces, or TNI, to accept a grant of 2 patrol boats from Japan. Defense Minister Syafri Samsudin, accompanied by TNI Commander Agus Subianto, has also joined this working meeting with House of Representatives member. Minister Samsudin outlined the reasons for securing the 2 patrol boats from Japan. The first, the boats are important for guarding 8 choke points or narrow spot in Indonesian territory. He also pointed out that this is very important to know, because like a house, if the doors are not guarded, thieves can enter. And second, the provision of the main weapon system is in keeping with Indonesia's need for patrol boats measuring 18 meters long and 5 meters wide, with a speed of 40 knots, as well as a capacity of 2 crew members and 14 passengers.
thing that crosses Indonesian people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is the beat of Batak's music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Kasapi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high rate of musicality. Musical melody, which is played by Martogi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before they knew modern musical instruments like today. One of the popular instruments is hasapi. Hasapi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as kodaton. In principle, hasapi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Hasapi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Hasapi crafters are a little hard to be found because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinarily elder people, and the skills of making hasapi is passed down to their offspring. Hasapi musical instrument is divided into two kinds: Hasapi Ende and Hasapi Doa. Hasapi Ende is the melody carrier instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Hasapi ensemble. Meanwhile, Hasapi Doa has the same principle with Hasapi Ending. However, in the place,